that program moving? How is the self-service program moving? And we were never able to really know until we were able to kind of harmonize that data. So just that was just, you know, so powerful.
Yeah, that was an example that I used where one of the things that can come up is, you know, it's a chicken egg theory, right? So we couldn't read fresh slice or grab and go programs because the data, a lot of retailers in the infancy of that type of program were using the same code. So basically when those programs started late last decade, if the deli manager or staff had extra time, they might previously slice the most popular items, but they weren't creating new codes because it was just if you have time. Mm-hmm. But as they started to realize even pre-pandemic that people don't want to spend, I think, you know, you and I were just talking about this. My past research showed it was something like 7 minutes out of a 15-minute trip. So you've got almost 50% of the time you're in store is waiting in line at the deli. And everyone knew that was a barrier to sales. So these programs made absolute strategic intuitive sense. People don't want to wait in line. Let's have more product that's still freshly sold.